This is JIS News. Coming up, government to focus on compliance to plug budget gap. Governor General assures that government will honor obligations to public sector workers, and CARICOM conducts CSME teacher training workshops. The news in detail after the break.
The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, is now located on the ground floor, Dorchester Building, 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5. Please note that the entrance to our office is on Norwood Avenue. Our telephone number remains the same. Call us at 968-4545. Remember, JSIF is now located at 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5, entrance on Norwood Avenue. JSIF, investing for community development.
Now the news. The government will not introduce new revenue measures to finance the $8.5 billion gap in the budget for the 2015-2016 financial year. Minister of Finance Dr. Peter Phillips says instead, the government will increase efforts to get individuals and companies to comply with their tax, tariff, and other financial obligations. Dr. Phillips adds that several measures have already been approved by Cabinet to help bolster collection efforts.
For example, Cabinet has approved new transfer pricing rules, which will govern transfer pricing transactions within companies that have local and overseas representation. We will be utilizing withholding provisions in relation to interest earnings and other transactions between parties.
The finance minister is also reiterating the administration's commitment to broadening the tax base and lowering tax rates, pointing out that several strategies to this end have been undertaken over the past 3 years. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen says the government will honor its obligations to public sector workers. Among these are the annual performance increment of 2.5%, the third tranche of the health sector reclassification, and the final one-off payment of $25,000 to each public sector worker arising from the 2012 to 2015 Heads of Agreement.
We will honor the payment of all arrears to various public sector groups from previous settlements, such as our firefighters, education officers, correctional officers, and medical officers.
The Governor General points out that while the government has already signaled its intention not to ask workers for another period of wage freeze, the wage-to-GDP ratio, as legislated, must be met by the 2016-2017 fiscal year. He has commended the resilience of members of the public service, expressing thanks for their understanding and cooperation during the period of wage restraint. Meanwhile, the Governor General says efforts will continue under the government's program to improve water supply and pursue rural water development projects. Sir Patrick Allen was delivering the throne speech in Gordon House following the ceremonial opening of Parliament Thursday. The Governor General says the government will continue the rehabilitation of water tanks island-wide, as well as the upgrading of water supply systems. Treatment plants will be refurbished and domestic and commercial water meters installed.
The government is committed to ensuring that potable water is available, especially to those living in rural areas.
Recently, Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill commissioned into service a 6 million gallon water treatment plant and an addition facility to provide 5 million gallons of water in Martha Bray, Trelawney. Over 200,000 residents in the Martha Bray region, as well as adjoining communities, are now benefiting. The project was carried out at a cost of $1.6 billion. And the CARICOM Secretariat, in collaboration with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, has embarked on a series of teacher training workshops. This to enable teachers to better educate students about their rights and obligations under the various regimes of the CARICOM Single Market and Economy, the CSME. The program got underway February 16 and 17 in Montego Bay at the Gloucestershire Hotel. Teachers in Kingston are now being exposed to the training through a similar two-day workshop being held at the Eden Gardens Wellness Resort and Spa, February 19 and 20. All teachers involved in these workshops will receive certificates of participation. The workshops are funded by the Government of Canada under the CARICOM Trade and Competitiveness Project. Similar teacher training sessions were held in Belize, Guyana, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Grenada. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.